Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, goodness, here we go again. This is a Merle Travis tune that Gil likes to, on occasion, make me sing.
The story that we heard was that someone approached Merle and his brother and gave them $200 and asked them, commissioned them to write a whole record of coal mining tunes. And so they said, I guess they said,
every
sure.
Every songwriter's dream.
Yeah.
You know?
I keep waiting. And so they proceeded to write pretty much the best coal mining songs around, 16 Tons. And Dark as a Dungeon, and what, 9-Pound Hammer?
Yep. So this is the metal one. Come and listen, you fellow, so young and so fine, and seek not your fortune in the dark dreary minds. It will form as a habit to seep in your soul, till the stream of your blood runs as black as the coal, where it's dark as a dungeon and it's damp as the dew, where the danger pleasures are few, where the rain never falls, the sun never shines. It's dark as a dungeon way down in the mine. Now it's many a fellow I've known in my day who lived just to labor his whole life away, like a fiend with his dope, whore, and drunkard, his wine. Oh, man will have a lust for the lure of the mind, where it's dark as a dungeon and damp as pleasures are few, where the rain never falls and the sun never shines. It's dark as a dungeon way down in the mine.
Danger is double and the pleasure
falls and the sun never shines. It's dark as a dungeon way down in the Alright, Gil wants me to do a cowboy song. You see by our outfits that we're cowboys through and through. And if you buy an outfit, you can be a cowboy too.
Thank you. shoe, copper kettle. You chew copper coil, filling homemade cornmeal. Nevermore will you toil. Just lay.
Why not?
sounds just like that, what Gil sings. Sure, we didn't see you. You want to do up here?
And so we're down there playing in this store called Rhino Records. It's a very cool record store down in Los Angeles. And happened to mention to the guy that we'd been looking for original copy of Blonde on Blonde for a while. And so he gave us a very cool copy. And so since then, we've been carrying around this copy of Blonde on Blonde with us. And it can't sit in the car, you know, when you go in to get lunch. It's got to come into the restaurant.
As John Hartford says,
all right, don't leave your records in the sun. It's very apropos. It's very true. So, say is, everywhere we go, we're carrying this copy of Blonde on Blonde with us, and I've had that picture of Bob Dylan staring at me.
We set him up at the breakfast table.
That's starting to affect us.
But this has nothing to do with the song.
No, I'm just trying to explain why we're kind of wacky.
All right, I'll try this in like F. This is like brand new, folks. I mean, we didn't write it. I mean, this is just something I've never really done except once in Nashville, and I think I messed it up then.
That's okay.
Hello. Yeah, we'll try that. Sorry. I hope this is good. On the banks of the river, where the water ran down, and the wild birds all warble, with no moan and sigh, down by the water, where the water
Letters you wrote. that maybe we'd get to do a leg of that Lilith tour so I could let Dave sing that one.
It's a beautiful song in a sort of twisted way.
This is a Bill Monroe song. Gil's going to figure out what we're going
to
play here.
Tell him about your guitar, because then you only have to tell him once.
This is an old 1935 Epiphone Olympic guitar, and I don't know what else to say about it. I found it in my friend's basement.
Well, is it very expensive?
No, they're very inexpensive if you ever find one. They sound pretty good. This one sounds sort of particularly good.
What do you like about it most?
I don't know. It's funny. It's got the same. All the notes are the same volume. I never played a guitar that did that. Like the low ones and the high ones. Do that on your guitar. It's not the same. See, they're all different.
Well, I think we've reached a certain mile marker in the set. I think you've gotten to know us plenty well now. I'm going to make my partner, David Rawlings, sing one.
Thank you. What am I going to sing here?
I don't know.
One evening when the sun went down and the jungle fires were burning, down the track came a hobo hiking, and he said, "Boys, I'm not turning. I'm headed for a land that's far away beside the crystal fountain, and I'll see you all this coming fall, the Big Rock Candy Mountain. Oh, the buzzing of the bees and the cigarette trees by the soda water fountain, by the lemonade spring where the bluebirds sing, the Big Rock Candy Mountain." Handouts grow on bushes and you sleep out every night. Oh, the boxcars are all empty and the sun shines every day. And bound to go where there ain't no snow, where the wind don't fall and the sleet don't blow in the Big Rock Candy Mountain. Oh, the buzzing of the bees by the cigarette trees and the soda water fountain, by the lemonade spring where the bluebirds sing in the Big Rock Candy Mountain. Oh, the Big Rock Candy Mountain, you never change your sock. Little streams of alcohol come trickling down the rock. Fractions have to tip their hats and the railroad bulls are blind. There's a lake of stew and a ginger ale too, and you can paddle all around it in a big canoe in the Big Rock Candy Mountain. Oh, the buzzing and the bees and the cigarette trees by the soda water fountain, by the lemonade spring where the bluebirds sing, the Big Rock Candy Mountain. And the jails are made of tin, and you can slip right out again as soon as they put you in. Ain't no short handle shovels, there's no axes, saws, or picks. I'm bound to stay where you sleep all day, where they hung the jerk who invented work in the Big Rock Candy Mountain. Oh, the buzzing of the bees and the cigarette trees by the soda water fountain, spring where the bluebirds sing in the Big Rock Candy Mountain. Where the lemonade spring where the bluebirds sing in the Big Rock Candy Mountain.
That's David Rawlings.
Thank you very much.
That's a lot of words. Where'd you learn that song?
I guess I learned that from off John Hartford's version, which is really great.
I'm going to make my partner sing one. him last time, which means he won't do it this time.
Sunday morning, And I hear down the street, and somewhere Oh, baby, lean. Can't you be true? You'll start back doing the things you used to do. Well, when I was walking over the hill, I saw Maybelline in a Cooperville. And the Cadillac rolling on the open road, but nothing out front by default. And the Cadillac doing about 95, we were bumping a bumper on the side of the side. Maybelline, why can't you be true? Oh, Maybelline, can't you be true, true, true? You'll start back doing the things you used to do. Oh, the Cadillac put it up to 104, and the fog got hot, wouldn't do no more. Well, the dome got cloudy, and it started to rain, so I tooted my horn. Oh, Maybelline, can't you be true, true, true? You don't start back doing the things you used to do. Maybelline, can't you be true? Oh, Maybelline, can't you be true, true, true? You don't start back doing the things you used to do. Well, the motor cooled down, the heat went down, and that's when I heard the highway sound. And the Cadillac sitting like a tone ahead, it's 110 half a mile ahead. Cadillac looked like it's sitting still, and I caught Maybelline at the top of the hill. Maybelline, well, can't you be true? Oh, Maybelline, can't you be true, true, true? You don't start back doing the things you used to do. Oh, you don't start back doing the things you used to do. Oh, you don't start back doing the things you used to do.
What about Billy?
Yeah, that's a good one too.
Yeah.
You know, I really go on to do this song. I'm sorry if it's not exactly what you were hoping to hear. But, I don't know, this is a song that I guess I learned the words from a Towns Van Zandt record, though I think it's a song. I don't agree with him, but I thought it was funny. Well, let's see what we can do here. That was plenty of time. I should have been able to think of something. Thank you.
Found again.